USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is addressing the political unrest in Venezuela. In Miami, President Trump says military leaders in Venezuela have a clear choice: back the opposition leader Juan Guaido as a legitimate president of Venezuela or face consequences.
You will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. You will lose everything.
Protests organized by the liberal group MoveOn.org are taking place across the country over President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. National Border Patrol Council spokesman Chris Cabrera tells Fox News the situation along the southern border with Mexico needs to be addressed.
We have thousands coming in daily and thousands that are coming in undetected on top of that. Anybody who thinks that there is no crisis and there is no need to do something down here has got their head in the sand.
This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
President Trump is accusing former FBI Director Andrew McCabe of treason. Trump went on Twitter to respond to accusations made by McCabe during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, where he alleges Justice Department officials were discussing the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York tells Fox News his eyes were opened after that interview.
I think we learned, if anything, you can't believe what Andy McCabe says. I mean, this is probably the first time in the history of the country that you had top law enforcement officers, in effect, seeing how they could remove the president of the United States.
Another teacher strike could happen later this week, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
This time it's Oakland, California public school teachers who are planning to strike on Thursday if a deal is not reached by then. The teachers union wants a 12% retroactive raise over 3 years, the school district offering a 5% hike.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Three Super Bowl championships and two previous Daytona 500 wins could not compare to Sunday night for Joe Gibbs. Watching Denny Hamlin, a driver signed by Gibbs' late son J.D., win the Daytona 500 5 weeks after J.D. Gibbs' death was like anything Joe Gibbs has won as a Hall of Fame coach and NASCAR owner. Coach Gibbs after the race.
It's the most emotional and the biggest win I've ever had in my life in anything. J.D. built our race team, was the guy that ran day-to-day operations for 27 years. He invested his occupational life in our race team. Denny put J.D. over the doorpost on that car. And to have that take place, everything that took place tonight, everybody knows we've been to Daytona 27 times. We had won twice before. And so, you know, you're thinking about things, and I guess everybody could say, well, that just happened. I don't believe that just happened. I honestly believe it was, you know, I think the Lord looked down on us, and I know J.D. and everybody in my family was emotional, called home to Pat, and I called sponsors that were emotional, too.
J.D. Gibbs died following complications from a long battle with a degenerative neurological disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.